Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Quote unquote reputable news sources will post a photo of it in their articles. And it's just like, wow, the disrespect to people's families and the disrespect to people's humanity. What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. It's brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
All right, it's Wednesday, and we do have some more updates and what's happening with the unfortunate passing of Takeoff and some more details and statements that the police have put out. Also, Gilly the Kid spoke out about people posting Takeoff's death on social media. So a few things to get into, but first, please subscribe to the podcast. Please hit that follow button or that subscribe button on whichever platform you are on. Thank you. Now let's get into it. Okay, so another heavy day. A lot of people are still talking about, still shocked about, still sad about the death of Takeoff from the Migos, which we announced yesterday on the podcast. And yesterday we kind of got like the bare bones details of what happened, where it went down at, what could possibly have been a reason for it happening, and all of those sorts of things. But now the police have come out and they are asking people to tell any information that they might have in regards to the events that took place in Houston.
Right. So according to a police report, they're saying that at least 40 people attended the private event that was held at that billiards and bowling in Houston. Where everything was going on. And then there's video footage from the aftermath of the incident that showed people scattering for safety and leaving the scene. So authorities are asking those attendees and other witnesses that were there at the private event to help identify the gunman and any additional tips that can help solve Takeoff's murder. Sergeant Michael Arrington said at the press conference, he said, "We're looking for anything to help us from there. We want to find justice for Takeoff's family. They're going through a lot right now. And the only thing that we can do is hope that y'all reach out and assist us in any way to lead to evidence that will help us to apprehend and get charges and arrest on the person responsible for the death of Takeoff."
Yeah. And he also added, "I just want to say something to our city of Houston and every brother and sister in the neighborhoods. I'm calling you to action to step up. There were 40 people at least at this event and people left possibly out of fear. And actually, one thing, and I want this to resonate with everybody, what if it was your brother? What if it was your son? You'd want somebody to step up. So please step up. Get the information to us to bring some closure to this family who's hurting right now." So that was basically their statement, encouraging people to give information. I can see why people would leave the situation where bullets are flying. So I don't know if like trying to make people feel bad for leaving, if that should be a thing. But yeah, that ultimately they're going to do what they're going to do. If it was people on the side of the person who did the shooting, I'm sure those people will not come forward. If it was people on the opposite side, maybe they will. I'm not too sure. I wouldn't count on it, especially with the group of people that were in the mix, being it the Migos camp and allegedly Jazz Prince's camp. I unfortunately don't see that happening. I don't want to speak negatively of the situation. So maybe somebody will, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe the people that have been jumping on Twitter and tweeting from the situation, maybe they'll go in for questioning because they're telling it to the internet anyway. So maybe they'll go in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's got to be somebody who is not involved with either side that was just there, or maybe the people that were spreading these videos and stuff and pictures. Since they have a lot to say on Twitter, they should be the ones who probably will or should go to the police to say what they know or anything that they have and things like that. So, but I'm also surprised, like, does this place not have security cameras? Like, was that footage hasn't come out. There was any and things like that. But yeah, I hope somebody says something to see who actually did it. But if I'm seeing reports of like, it may have been like their security or somebody that was with them that accidentally shot. And so that's already messy. So I don't know how it's going to play out.
There might have been cameras there, or they might have turned them off, depending on the clientele. Maybe when specific clientele comes in there, they ask for them to be turned off because they're doing stuff that doesn't need to be seen on camera. So the establishment possibly does have cameras, but I think if they did, that would be like one of the first things that the cops will be going to. And then on top of that, I mean, there were employees there helping out the party or serving the party or whatever. So I'm sure they're going to be asking questions to the employees. I'm sure that people are going to be very reluctant and hesitant to speak out, but hope the best for the situation, for sure, definitely. And speaking of all those videos and photos and everything that people were posting, Gilly the Kid, or Gilly the King, as he's known now, got on social media and was basically sending a message to all of the people that are sharing and posting and circulating those types of videos when people pass away. It's something a lot of people were speaking out about yesterday, including myself, like just about how careless, tasteless, and heartless that is, and how why it's just a completely horrible idea all around. So this is what Gilly said.
Why every time something happened to a rapper or athlete or entertainer or anybody of color, the first thing you niggas do is pull your fucking phones out and start recording and post that shit on the internet, man? You niggas is clowns for that shit, man. Y'all niggas is clowns for that shit, man. The last image a motherfucker wanna see is they peoples laying on the ground bleeding the fuck out, man. Niggas be having mamas, kids, grandmamas, uncles, aunties. That's some dumb shit, man. But the first thing y'all niggas do is pull your phone out. Ooh, look at such and such. Man, that shit ain't cool, man. For real, man. You niggas, that nigga just lost his life and you niggas is trying to get likes. Tell me how that shit add up, man. You niggas, and all you blog sites, y'all niggas is out of pocket, man. Y'all niggas be trying to get clickbait. You niggas is suckers, man. That man laying on the ground, he bleeding out, and niggas recording it and posting that shit on the internet, man. Y'all niggas is clowns for that shit. I'm telling you, man. This the reason why I be hating niggas, man. I'm telling you, man.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with all of that message. Like, I said a lot of that on Twitter yesterday because it was just like, what do you get out of this? Like, you gain nothing out of this but a like or a retweet or an engagement with your post. And if that's what you're looking for in a situation when somebody is dying or has already died, like, what are we really doing here? So I agree with the sentiment of like, that is really clown behavior. It's really bozo. It's really it's all of that clown behavior. So I agree with Gilly.
Yeah, I agree with him too. And yeah, we talked a little bit about it on the podcast yesterday. And my thing is, it's like, I think whatever site or social media that people use to upload this stuff, I don't know why stuff like that doesn't get like flagged or taken down, or Instagram or Twitter is like, you know, they restrict accounts that, you know, post stuff like that. And I think maybe that would help people not post it so much or reshare it because they don't want to risk losing their account or something like that. But I'm surprised like those videos even go through like to be posted and not getting taken down. Like,
nope, I don't see how that works. It's free reign with black people kill. You post a black person get killed, it don't matter. Whether it be by police, by somebody else, another rapper, random shootout, robbery, whatever it is. You post that, it don't matter. Circulate that a million times. In fact, quote unquote reputable news sources will post a photo of it in their articles. And it's just like, wow, like the disrespect to people's families and the disrespect to people's humanity. That's why I said, like, people don't have the empathy that they claim they have or they seem to have. Like, if you're sad about this, if you're posting rest in peace, oh my God, this is so sad, this is so crazy, and yet you're still sharing images of it happening, like, do you really feel bad? Because if you had empathy for that person's family, or if you had empathy for that person just as a human, like, you wouldn't be sharing an image like that. If that was somebody in your family, you would not want that circulating around on social media. You wouldn't want that out there. So if you can't make that connection, if you can't empathize in that way, maybe you don't have a sense of empathy. So yeah, I agree with Gilly. It's clown behavior.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, like, if this is going in the direction of, all right, now people are finally going to wake up and stop doing this or do less of this when someone does pass away, or if, since, you know, it does get so much engagement and so many people share it and things like that, like, are they just going to continue to do that and do more and more of it? Like, okay, well, I notice when I post content about people dying, it gets the most traction, it gets the most shares, it gets the most retweets. So we might want to start posting more content about people dying. I believe TMZ is a big proponent of that. Like, there will be rappers that they never even posted about while they were alive, never said anything about their music, never reported on them, never ran up on them in the airport. But when they die, they get a post on TMZ. That is insane to me. And I'm using them as the example, but it's other people in other blogs too, but they're just like the big source that everybody goes to see if it's true or not when somebody dies. So yeah, if with that continuing to happen, I don't know if this is going to slow down.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know if it'll slow down either. And yeah, especially with those blog sites, like there's been, that's a good point that you said that like they only post like if they die or something tragic happens, but they never like do anything positive. It reminds me of like a bunch of articles that come out of people dying and they use the wrong picture of somebody, or they think this is who really died because they don't know what they even really look like and they think it is them. And it is kind of like messed up that blog sites do that just for a couple clicks and clickbaits and things like that, because clearly they have no clue and they're just doing it to gain traction to their website or what have you. So yeah, I don't know. I hope it slows down, but also I don't know.
Yeah, shame on y'all, man. Shame on y'all. Have some respect for people's humanity if you take nothing else from that. That's what a lot of people are, the message that a lot of people are trying to drive home right now. Like, have some respect for people's humanity. And yeah, we're going to end it on that note today. We will be back with some brighter stories tomorrow. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, and that is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is Hip Hop DX.
Oh, you can follow us as well. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
All right, we'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.